the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. Always love having you back here on the first Monday of the month because that means Dr. Annie Ulrich is joining us. She'll be coming on the line in just a moment to share her November energy update. Then she'll be taking your calls. I've got a bunch of you pre-screened already. If you'd like to call into the show, the hotline is 323-657-1493. Press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I just think you're calling to listen from your telephone, which is very cool to do. But if you just want to call and listen from your telephone, it usually freaks you out if I say, okay, what's your name and your birthday? And you're like, I'm just listening. So if you want to actually talk and ask a question, you have to press number 1. Otherwise, I leave you alone. I've also opened up the Blog Talk chat room, and depending upon time and all of that good stuff, we'll try to take questions there. But again, we try to take the questions as they've come in, so people who've been waiting the longest can get their questions answered first. And there we go. If you like the show, make sure to click the follow button right there on the upper left-hand corner of the show, and you can get an email or text update, your choice, whenever we are live. We're not doing 6 days of shows a week any longer. I've got a J-O-B, which is taking up some time. So when we have special guests like Dr. Annie, we want to make sure you know when you can tune in and listen to the show live and in Technicolor. You can also listen to the show on demand. And iTunes will also keep Rated G Radio as a podcast with the most recent 300 episodes available to you to download at any time. I bring this up because when you're calling in for your reading with Dr. Annie, it's important that, A, you listen to what she tells you today, but really listen to what she tells you today, not ask a lot of other follow-up questions because you'll miss the message. But then once the show is over, go back and re-listen to your segment when she was answering your question and take notes because you may hear some things that you didn't originally hear and that may help serve you as you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with the information that she's providing to you. We'll be talking about Dr. Annie's Life Energy Cycle Chart, which is free to you. If you've not picked up one of those, we're going to encourage you to fill out your information on her website, and she'll send that to you free of charge. Free is a very good price with Dr. Annie. And you can also visit her awesome website just by clicking the link. It's all on the show page. We make it nice and easy for you. And so there we go. Dr. Annie, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, Garrett. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Very
it's a little
dizzy.
Foggy. It's foggy down at the beach today. How is it up where you're at?
Wow. Well, it's clear here. Yes,
okay.
The sun is out. Oh, no.
There we go. Well, the sun always shines wherever you're at, though, because you're awfully bright and cheery.
You're sweet. But it's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. And, you know, we're so lucky in California. We really are.
I agree.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Another day in paradise, as my dad used to say all the time. But it's true. It's really, really true. We, even though fall is definitely in the air because it gets very cool at night now, which is great.
Yeah.
Good for us. Yeah. So I think that most of the rest of the United States is having its challenges weather-wise, but you know we're very, very lucky.
I agree.
We're in the 11th month of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, time has gone so fast; it's just ridiculous. But it's exciting at the same time because November is a really great. It's a wrap-up time actually for the year, you know, because we've only got one more month to go, and it's really going to be a great time the next couple of weeks here. It's really going to be interesting. We're in the time of Scorpio, and Scorpio, of course, if anyone really follows astrology in any way, they know that Scorpio is the most intense time. Intense. And Scorpios are pretty intense. If you know one, you know what I'm talking about. So Yeah, here we are in November of 2016, and we've got all kinds of things going on besides the presidential election. Yeah. Believe it or not, but yes, it is now the month of the ancestors. Every November is considered the month of the ancestors. And what does that mean? Well, it means that it's time for you to honor those who have passed on before you. And in most metaphysical communities and traditions, we create an altar to the ancestors. And that is, it's really a lovely thing to do if you get a chance to set up an altar somewhere on a bookcase or on a little table, wherever. And those who have passed on in your family, you put pictures up of them, ones that you really love and enjoy, and or articles that they have passed on to you, like a ring or a pen, anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Just something that is near and dear to them and you, again. Some people actually put food out, their favorite types of food, whether it be chocolates or salami or beer, doesn't matter. Glass of wine is nice too. I have one friend who always gets a special cigar that his dad used to smoke. So he has those on his altar. But
oh, cool.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's nice to really remember. It's that remembrance that we all need to do, because all of the things that our ancestors have left us with is really working in your life all the time, whether or not you acknowledge it. So it's nice to do that, because it reminds you of times gone by and really good times, the fond memories. That's what we want to really connect with, those good, really good feelings and good memories, so that we can take that with us into this month, because not only is it the month of the ancestors, of course, we here in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving this year is on the 24th, Thursday, the 24th. And actually, that day itself numerically is a 6. So, you know, that's great, because 6 is definitely the number of family, relationship, love, bringing people together and to really, really celebrate life. So you're celebrating life as it is now and will continue on, and life also of those who have passed on. I was really, really fortunate to go to a wonderful celebration, believe it or not, in a cemetery in Hollywood.
Wow.
On the 28th. And it is, you know, in the Christian, or actually Catholic, the Catholic tradition, November 1st is what they call All Saints Day. Back east, we used to call it All Souls Day, because, again, it's the celebration of the dead. And in, of course, the Hispanic traditions, they do celebrate the Day of the Dead, so November 2nd, 1st and 2nd. But this celebration, this festival, was just fabulous, because there were altars everywhere. They had over 100 altars to the ancestors, and they were huge and fabulous and so intricate and beautiful, colorful. It was just absolutely terrific. So that is just one wonderful way of starting November, and hopefully people will really get into that energy of remembrance. It's very, very special. We also have Veterans Day coming up on the 11th. Again, it's honoring those who have gone before and really have given their lives to make sure that we have the life that we enjoy here. and so honor the veterans that have gone before, and also the veterans in the family, because that is very important. It's time, you know, this month is really a time to honor and respect everybody in your life, whether they're here or not. So just keep that in mind. The full moon in November falls on the 14th, and it's a full moon in Taurus. And Taurus is such a good energy because it's grounding. It grounds you. And it's full of practical information, which is great. We all need it right now. And it's also called a supermoon. It's the third of the four supermoons this year. So, and that what that means is that the moon is the closest to the Earth, and so it appears to be gigantic in the sky. And of course, it has a lot of influence on us here on planet Earth. The moon really does have its effect on our moods, our, you know, our tides. Everything moves with the moon. So it's a very powerful moon this year, one of them. Anyway, here, when you have a full moon, what happens is that it vibrationally illuminates that which is hidden, especially this one because it's a super moon. So it's anything that you've been pushing down and not wanting to deal with may just kind of find its way to the surface again. So it's time to take another look and to possibly see things in a new light. And because it's so highly illuminated, this is one of the most emotional and intense full moons of the year, too. So you might be, again, there's that Scorpio influence that is very emotional, and there's a lot of energy going on underneath the surface. So you're being encouraged to bring it up, and to it does bring up some deeply hidden issues for you. And usually those issues are around self-worth, self-esteem, and what we value. So if you take time this month to just look at what has meaning in your life, what has value to you, and how does that look right now, and how do you want to change it, and how you can improve on that. So it's really a good time to just kind of also get rid of what's not working for you. You know, ideas, concepts, belief system, conditioning, all the things that take a look at what's holding you back, because we want to start to release that. The releasing goes on in November and in December because we're getting ready for a new year, believe it or not. I mean, it's so close already. Amazing. Then at the end of the month, on the 29th of November, we have a new moon. So if between the full moon, which is illumination, and the new moon, which is new beginnings, hopefully you will take a look at all of the things in your life that are working for you and those that aren't. And, you know, get rid of what's not working for you. It's important to do that. And you can do that very easily by just writing it all out. And then when you're complete with the list of things that no longer work for you, then you can do a ritual by lighting a candle and burning it, burn the list. And then take the ashes, if you don't have a fireplace and you're doing it in a bowl, which would be a good thing to do, then take those ashes and put them out in the garden, and they will hopefully feed a plant. And that begins a new growth cycle all over again. All of that is symbolic, but it's fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Have a nice November.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Well, I hope you all listen. I've been taking notes. So I got the new moon. We got everything else going on. So go back and re-listen to the broadcast if you missed any part of that, and take your notes so you can, you know, plan accordingly. Dr. Annie, are you ready to take some calls today?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. Our first caller is Dee, and Dee is born August 30th, 1961. Welcome to the show, Dee. What's your question for Dr. Annie?
Hello, Dr. Annie. My question is, last year I had a very chaotic year. I had got divorced. I was living in shelters with my daughter. Now I'm in a situation where I have to move. I'm trying to find a stable place. I'm trying to get our things there, our pets, a place for us. I'm trying to move. I have to move. I can't stay where I am. Do you see this happening?
Well, Dee, you are in a partnership energy. And mm-hmm. what that means is that whenever we are in this partnering energy, what happens is that you bring to you the people that you need in order to get what you need or what you want. So you're in a very good place in terms of attracting in those who will help you. And they, you know, people who want to be with you, they want to help you, they want to assist in any way they can. And also, it's important for you to remember that you can negotiate your needs. You can get your needs met. You definitely have the energy around you that will help you and assist you to get your needs met. What you also are being encouraged to do during this period of time is to speak up and speak out and let people know what you think, how you feel, what's going on with you, and what direction you're going in. So if you can get clear in your own mind about what it is that you are heading towards, then the universe will support you in getting that. So it's time to really, you know, speak it out and let people know. And get really determined in whatever it is that you want to achieve, you know. We've only got 2 months this month and next month in this year. And next year for you is a very happy year. It's all about celebrating.
Oh,
and so there will be cause for celebration. And so that's exciting. Now, last year, when you were going through all of your difficulties, you were in a year where you were self-identifying. In other words, you were seeing yourself separate from, you know, mother, father, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, lovers, whatever. You were seeing yourself as a separate entity, and it is, and starting to actually stand on your own and really develop that, you know. So that's definitely part of that breaking away from what was really not working for you. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I know that you are definitely in this. You're feeling very hesitant and very vulnerable, but you are in a really strong position, and if you can embody that and just really know that within your heart, you're going to be fine and things will work out well for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Everything you said about last year is so true. I had to stand on my own. And I had to make my way, and I met a lot of good people doing it too, but it was very difficult.
Right. And those people that you met are going to help you. They're going to introduce you to more people. So you've got a lot of really strong energy around you that's helping you and supporting you in this transition.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dee. Have a great day today.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've had a bunch of people who've called in and their calls dropped and they're trying to call back in. So if you've called back in, like Jay, who we're going to talk to next, I'm going to apologize, Jay, ahead of time, because when you call back in, it doesn't resave your birthday information that I had already asked you for. So, Jay, you are our next caller because you called in at way before the show started. and were kind enough to give me your birthday. But can you recite that again for Dr. Annie? And welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much for the welcome. Dr. Annie, it's Jay calling from Canada. My birthday is March 24th, 1964.
Okay, great. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
What is your question? Do you have anything specific?
Yeah, just, you know, right now it's been a great time for myself opening up and expressing myself in a lot of ways. I just wondered about that now. It's like becoming a new me. It's kind of hard to get used to, actually, in a way, because it's just I'm going out of my comfort zone, if you want to call it that.
Well, that's true. You know, we all get there. We're all there. We've been there before, and we're moving on. And that's exactly what you're doing, actually. You're in a completion year, is what we call it. But you're wrapping up a whole segment of your life, actually. So you've got this really incredible energy that is helping you to form your new life. So you're going on into something, into a lot of new energy. The new year for you, which is, January 2017, what happens is you are absolutely in a whole new energy field, energy vibration, and you will be in this really wonderful, wonderful energy for the next 9 years. So that's intense. You've been through a tremendous amount of upheaval over the last, I'd say, 3 years, maybe four, but you've been also at the same time clearing a lot of and getting rid of a lot of garbage mentally, emotionally, physically. So keep up that work for the next 2 months. And again, keep on releasing what is not working for you. Whatever it is, and it can be people, places, and things, it's time. And you are almost all the way through it. So, thank goodness for that. In the new year, it's a new beginning, new energy, new pathways, new opportunities. Everything about it is new, 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 new. And it's time for you to step it up. And what that means, again, speaking out, and you have been doing that. You're starting to do that. You're going to do it even more. It's like it's time for you to come out of the background. You are stepping forward, and you're going to be seen, heard, and recognized for the work you do and for who you are. And that is really exciting. So if there are any things, any kind of project that you've been working on or wanting to, anything that you've always wanted to do, put it out into the world in some form. Even if you're just writing it out, speaking it out, doesn't matter. Just get it out there into the ethers so that the universe can support you and make it manifest. You're in an excellent time to manifest your heart's desire. So next year, boy, you've got it. You've got it made. It's going to be good.
Awesome.
There you go, Jay.
Message. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Dr.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you calling in. Stay warm up there in Canada. We appreciate your calling in today.
Yay.
Our next caller is Paula, and Paula is born December 22nd, 1963. Paula, welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie. What's your question?
Thank you so much for calling or for taking my call. My one question is, can you see what's going on with our cat Buddy?
It's a very spiritual time for you. Having a spiritual connection is very important right now. And it's also time to question, to ask the question. Has he been ill?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, he had an ear infection, but not some serious illnesses and stuff.
Oh, well, that's good. Then there's stabilizing or stabilization going on with him and you. So you reflect his behavior, and he reflects yours. It's really interesting, and that's pretty true of all of our animals. So,
well, I mean, like, you know, he disappeared, and we can't find him.
Ah, well, you know, I think that he is not far from where you are, and I think it would be a really – have you put an ad out or networked?
We have. My fear was that there had been coyotes in the neighborhood, and I didn't know if he was not here anymore or in spirit, and
I don't
trying to
get
figure
that
out what to do.
Well, Paula, what I can tell you to do is to call me or to send me an email, and I will put you in touch with someone who is an expert at this, and will be able to tell you what's going on.
Okay. What's your email?
That's not my expertise. My email is tealeaves@yahoo.com, and that is TEALVS.
LVS?
LVS, tea leaves. V
okay,
as in
I got
victory.
It.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Then I guess if can we figure out maybe what's going on with me?
Well, yeah. Like I said, I feel like you are going through. You're going through a really intensely spiritual time right now, and how that shows up is that you are constantly asking questions. Why am I here?
Yeah.
What am I doing? This is all about. Oh, my God. Where am I going? So you've got all of this energy that is questioning everything. And it's time for you to really look at what gives you peace, what inspires you, and really connect with that as much as you possibly can. It's a nice energy to have, and it's winding up, so that means that this intensity that you've been feeling will be ebbing, and by the time January comes in, next year you're going to go into a very balanced time, and it's really very, very good, and there's money, power, and authority that's coming in for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I will definitely email you because I really need to find somebody that can help me locate him, because even as a medium myself, I've not been able to. Probably because I'm in so much pain.
That's right. Exactly.
Paula, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. Also, I know that Dr. Annie gave you her email earlier. If you weren't able to write it down, just click on the link that's on the show page, and you can hit the contact button and fill out your information, and it will get right to Dr. Annie, so you can get a hold of her easily that way too. We're at the halfway point of the show, believe it or not, and it's a great time to talk about Dr. Annie's life energy cycle chart and what it means to you. I know I'm in my phase one of the seven cycles right now, and I'm excited at all the things that are going on. So, Dr. Annie, for anybody who's listening who's new, or if you've heard about it before and haven't emailed in, why do people need your life energy cycle chart?
The life energy cycle chart is a very good tool to use. It helps you tremendously throughout the year to make decisions. And it also gives you an idea of where you are energetically and what is available to you in the ethers that will help you and assist you to make those decisions and to give you an idea of when is the best time for you to take a vacation or have a surgery or have a party. I mean, just really everyday types of questions that come up for you. If you take a look at where you are energetically on the chart, you can see whether or not that's going to work really well for you. So it's really a wonderful tool to use for yourself. You can use it for yourself, but you can also chart anybody else in your life. In fact, you can also chart anything that has a beginning date. For instance, if you have you just open a business, the date that you open that business, it has a life of its own. And so it's important for you to take a look at that, because then you can actually see what the ebb and flow of the year is going to look like for both you and for your business. It's based on the cycle, on cyclical law, and we're all very familiar with the 7-year cycle. And most of us are really, you know, very aware of the differences between a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old. That's a big one. And then at 21, and then at 28, 35, and so on and so forth. Every 7 years, you go through really major shifts and changes in your lifetime. But what most people are unaware of is that you go through 7 cycles of time within 1 year. And your cycle begins on your birthday. So your birthday is your new year. That's when things start for you. January 1st is, of course, the global year, but your personal year doesn't start until your birthday. And every cycle of time and has its own energy, both positive and negative, but tool to have so that you can see where you are. You know, as I said, just to make major decisions for yourself, or just to see where are the high points during your year. The high points are usually the first cycle, the third cycle, the fifth cycle, and, you know, 6 is really good too. It's a lot of fun in the 6. So it's just really good to have, very helpful. So I hope that you do send me a message, and I will send you the chart. It's very easy to get. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah. It's amazing. All you have to do is ask, and then, you know, you shall receive.
Yeah.
There we go. So with that, people take advantage of it. Free is a very good price. And, you know, then you can stay connected with Dr. Annie. And if you'd ever like to have your own private reading with her, where you don't have to share her with everybody like you do today, because you get one question on your one call, schedule a reading with Dr. Annie. And whether it's, you know, over Skype, over the telephone, or in person, if you're here in Southern California, it is well worth your time and investment in yourself. And you'll have a lot of fun, too, along the way. The other thing I really like about Dr. Annie's sessions with you is that she records them. And so just like here on the show, if I say, go back and re-listen to it and take your notes, she'll get you an audio recording of your session together, and you can go back and re-listen to all the stuff. Because, again, when you're in the middle of it, you're so wrapped up in the moment that you sometimes miss the message. I know I did. And I went back and re-listened to the messages that Dr. Annie was sharing with me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's right. She did talk about this, and she did say these things. Oh, my goodness. So you'll enjoy that as well, as a little momentum of your memento of your time with her. Our next caller is Kathy. Kathy's born December 13th, 1953. Kathy, welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr.
Good morning.
Annie?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. How can I help you?
My question is about my spiritual journey in 2017. Where am I going with it?
Oh, well, have you been studying anything in particular?
Well, I've taken Reiki. I read a lot of books. I play around with cards, oracle cards, tarot cards. So, I mean, it's a little bit of everything.
Okay. So you are very much in the metaphysical community, and that is really terrific. Next year, in 2017, what you are being asked to do is to master it, which is a lot of fun. So I would highly encourage you to, you know, to study metaphysics in a more formal way. If you've ever, you know, have you ever had an urge to become a minister or a reader or any of that? Because next year is, yeah. For next year, I definitely, it's like you complete the study of whatever that is, whether it be, you know, healing or tarot or spirituality or coaching or do any of those types of things in the spiritual community, you will definitely attain what you want. By September of next year, you should be in a position of power. And that is like just, you know, self-empowerment. And then that, of course, translates into you having authority in the world. And if you have the learning behind you and what you're being asked to do, and you have been over the last year to 2 years, is to put yourself in a learning position, and that's what you've been doing. So next year is the completion of that cycle, and then you go into the manifestation of it, which would be an authority in that field. So it's really, you're in a good place to do that. So really keep on, you know, moving forward in that, and you'll be very, very happy you did. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's
you're
great.
In a good place. Good.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Kathy.
Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Okay.
Have a great day and a great start to your week. Our next caller is Mary, and Mary was born September 15th, 1971. Mary, welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Annie. I have a question about my career development and also about my love life. And I recently was turned down for a position that was introduced to me by a headhunter. And, you know, I was just hoping that I would be able to find a breakthrough leadership position that would catapult me to the next level soon. And if you see that on the horizon. And also, I recently got in touch with an old friend who became more than just a friend. His name is Francisco, and I was just wondering if we're going to take things to the next level or if we're just going to remain good friends good friends as we were before.
Okay, well, let me tell you, you're in a very strong relationship here. So how that works for you is that you've been looking at the way you relate to your world and all of the people in it. And what you're being asked to do is to really look at the way you relate and decide what it is that you want to change about it. How do you want to create it more in the future? Who do you want to release? Who do you want to keep? You know, it's like all of those things have been going on around you. And when you are in a relationship energy, then it's not just your personal love relationships, but it's also your professional relationships. So it's really looking at that. And in your description of your question, you just described exactly what was going on with you energetically. Speaking. So that is really amazing. I love it when it happens. What is the good news is that you've only got 2 more months in this, in this muddle of things, but next year is definitely going to be a lot clearer to you, and by September of next year, you're going to be making money. You're going to be in a position of power and authority, so that means leadership and money that will come in through that. So that's really terrific. You're in a better place romantically right now than you have been. And so if you are feeling as if this relationship has potential, and I think that it does, I think that you're in a good place for it to actually solidify and become something serious.
Hmm.
So does that answer the question?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how I should approach this because it's been like a week and a half since my friend contacted me. So I do kind of wonder, you know, if I should make a move or wait for him to make a move and then have a conversation with him about where we think this is heading. Because it's a nebulous zone that we're in right now because we were friends, you know, and, you know, we don't live in the same city and it complicates things and we don't even live in the same country.
Yeah, it does. But that doesn't mean that it isn't workable. So, and I would say that over the next couple of weeks here, that not only is your relationship nebulous, but the world's relationship is nebulous. So there's I would not do anything that would, you know, no drastic decisions made right now. In terms of your relationship, just put feelers out. That would be the way to go.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking about.
Yeah, and I think by the end of the year, you're going to have a better sense of where it's all going. But it looks really good. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Have a terrific day today. And our next caller is Laura. Laura is born December 2nd, 1974. Laura, welcome to the show. And what's your question for Dr. Annie?
Yes, hi. I'm just wondering about career.
Okay. Well, let's see. Next year is a better year for career. It's also a better year for you and people in your life and networking and socializing and having more of real strong activities going on. It's a really good, solid year for relationships for you. This year has been about freedom and freeing yourself up from anything that has been tying you down or holding you back. And if you've been feeling as if you were tied down or held back from achieving what you want, that is exactly what was going on. So you can look forward to the new year because it's going to be a really good time for you. Because, you know, on your birthday, which is December 2nd, you go into that is your new year, and that's when things start for you. So what you're doing right now is winding up your year, your personal year. So it's a really good time in the next month to 2 months. The first 3 months of the new year are really very positive for you. And so your energy picks up, and you're going to feel more energetic and like you have more power in the world. So that's really terrific. It's also, did you travel this year? Did you do any traveling?
We are going on cheer competitions for my daughter.
Okay. So there's travel around you, and it's really fun, and it's exciting, and it's adventuresome, and so take advantage of it and really enjoy that. I think you're going to be really happy about it. In your new year, in the new year in 2017, what I see around you is a lot of socializing, a lot of social connections, a lot of people, a lot of celebrating. And it's just really all about friends and family and bringing people together. So it's a very active time for you, you know, in relationships, in all areas of your life. So that's really good.
Yeah, and I just wondered what you thought about this, is that I just did a phone interview for a nonprofit, and I'm just wondering if I'd hear back from them again.
I think you will, definitely. I do. And okay. I think you're going to hear from them in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
There is,
that's a long time.
There, well, I can't do anything about that.
No, totally,
but
absolutely.
It's going to be, yeah, it's 2 to 3 weeks, and then everything solidifies, and then you're just really in a good place. Next year is definitely going to be a much better year for you. So that's something to look forward
so
to. You're welcome.
All right. Gosh,
thank you
so much. I really appreciate it. Uh-huh.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. We have got our next caller, Samantha, born March 21st, 1988. Samantha, welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Oh, thank you so much. And hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi. How can I help you?
I really wanted to know if you see like a good, stable relationship coming in, because I've really been trying to work on myself. Oh. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's like the first thing that came up with you is relationship and love, and really having that connection with somebody that is real and committed. And so that's definitely coming into your life in the new year. So you can really look forward to that. Open yourself up, open your heart and open your mind. And if you keep opening yourself up to love and to a really healthy and loving and supportive and secure relationship, that is what you will bring in. So it's important for you to do that. Also, what I want to encourage you to do is to take advantage of all social invitations that come your way, because it's time for you to come out of the cave and back out into the world. So even if you are, let's say, for instance, you're a very busy person and you're out there all the time, but you haven't been fully present in it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
And so now it's time to put yourself into it. And that way you are going to definitely attract in a heart connection. So that's exciting.
Oh, well, it really is.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Samantha. Have a great day today.
You too. Thank you.
There we go. Whoops. And our next caller, we're going to have time for a couple more. So if you haven't been screened yet, don't give up hope. I'm going to go screen some more callers here in just a second when we welcome Laura, born October 1st, 1963. Laura, you're now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh. How can I help you?
I would like to know if you see me also. I'm trying to get a job, and I'd like to get a job more in the managerial field, and I was wondering if you see that coming for me.
You know, actually I do, because next year for you is really very strong. Ooh, yeah, next year is Do you work in communications at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That is what's coming in the new year for you is all about communications. And it's a very positive and it's very strong. So it has to do with your ability to create. And it also has a lot of energy around the written or the spoken word, or getting the word out into the world. It's a very strong energy, and it's very creative. I mean, that is something that is really strong around you. the ability to create, the desire to create in some form. And that doesn't mean that you, you know, have to paint or sculpt or do any of that, but it's looking at things in a new way and an open, having an open channel to creativity and allowing that to express in your life in a really positive way. You're in this year here, if you put yourself in a learning position of any kind, it would be very beneficial to you, and it will help you to attain your what you are striving towards and mastering something. You've got master quality, master energy, so it's time for you to really hone what your talent is and to push it forward to the next level, and that's going to happen for you next year. So I hope that helps.
Well, when do you see the job coming, though? Is it going to be this year, or is it starting in January?
I think it's going to be January. I think there is going to be a lot of activity around it between now and next month. But the real thrust of that energy starts in January. So, you know, just kind of hang out with that.
All right. So I probably haven't applied for the job yet at this point, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that something's coming up in the next couple of weeks here, though. Yeah.
Great. That's
thanks,
good.
Lauren.
Thank you.
Good luck
to you.
Keep us posted. Thanks. We want to hear about the new big fat paying job.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next call, we're going to try to sneak a couple more of you in. We have Enchantress, born September 15th, 1954. Enchantress, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Happy Marvelous Monday to you.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, boy. You tell me. I'm bubbly.
Well, you've had a lot of energy working for you this year in releasing you from any kind of bondage. So anything that you've been tied down
no,
to?
No. I was enchained by a person. No, that's not true. I've been involved with some energy people that I was enchained to.
Yes.
It appears my energy has all these amazing manifestation, but if I get a being next to me, a particular man who wants me for his purposes to manifest for him things change. I change when I'm with him, and I change when I leave him.
Well, I think that is coming to an end by the end of this year.
Hooray.
So I think for you.
Well, that person's not in my life anymore. That person turned out to be a con man, so I found that 3 weeks ago. So new people are coming, all brand new. Good.
Brand new. Brand new people and new opportunities and new ways of being in the world. So there's a lot of people who want to connect with you, and there is true love that's coming in to you next year. So just keeping your heart open and receptive, and you will definitely bring that in, and it'll be a lasting, committed relationship. It'll be very strong, the love of a lifetime. So be open and receptive to that, and you're going to be in really great shape. Next year is much, much better than it's been, definitely.
I have one question. My dad is a Taurus, and my moon is a Taurus, and this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to people that appear to be on the outside like my dad, but inside they're not, except for one particular one is, but he's not available. And so,
this is going to be someone new that's coming in.
Brand new. Good.
Brand
new. Okay, because the other one's not available.
Mm-hmm. No, you're having someone brand new that comes into your life, and more than likely in January. And so it's really very, very strong to, you know, just to remain open and receptive to what life is offering you in the new year, and keep that as your mantra is new, everything new. If it's new, do it. If it's not, don't.
Well, every day, something new. I do something new every single day, every minute. I went to something.
Good.
Yeah. So, okay.
Good.
Well, thank you. That sounds very nice.
You're
welcome. And nice. Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Enchantress.
You.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
day.
And I think our last call of the day is coming from Nancy. Nancy's born August 2nd, 1951. Nancy, welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hello. Hi. Yeah, my question. Hi. I feel like I'm starting a new chapter in my life this year, and I've started taking some courses in energy healing.
Yeah.
I was curious if that's a good path for me.
Actually, I think that's a great thing for you because you are a natural born healer. You've got very healing, good healing energy. So, yes, it's a wonderful thing for you. And you are absolutely in a whole new cycle of time and energy. So it last year was ending, and this year is beginnings, and you're going to – there's so much positive energy around you right now. And anything that you really start, such as the healing profession – in any way, is going to be very, very successful for you, and it is very strong in your nature and your energy field, and it also is lucrative. Ooh, that's nice. So it's very strong around you. You started this path that you're now on, and it will have, and it's got a 9-year life, so it's really good that you began exactly the right time to do this. So you're just right on target. Congratulations.
Oh thank
Not
you.
Not too many people can do that. So that's really fabulous. Good for you. Yeah.
Wow, that's positive. Well, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great day and appreciate your call.
Okay.
So for everybody else, just a quick reminder, email Dr. Annie. Go to her website. We make it easy for you. Click the links that are on the show page right here, and you'll get a free life energy cycle chart when you provide your name and email. She'll send that to you like she talked about at the half hour mark. And if you'd like to schedule a private reading, just go ahead and say, I heard you on the show. And she has a special rate available to you for being a listener here on Rated G Radio. You get your time with her. It's uninterrupted. It's magical. It's wonderful. And you will get lots of great insight. Dr. Annie, before we go, any last words of wisdom to share with the listeners before we send them off to a great start to their week?
I think that, you know, happy November to everybody. And please do appreciate yourself and appreciate those in your life that are supportive of you. And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. And happy Thanksgiving. Be grateful for every single day. It's wonderful and it's special.
There we go, everybody. Thanks for listening today. Tune in next month when Dr. Hey. Annie rounds out the year with her December update
as well.
And your call.
Okay. Bye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.